And we expected her here, and here she is. Jenny, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I guess the unexpected part about your music is how your muse, as it were, was started by tragedy. Tell us how and why you started writing songs.
Yeah, well, we moved here in 2003, and our first visit back after Katrina.
Here from New Orleans.
From New Orleans, yeah. And our first visit back to New Orleans was 6 months after Katrina. And what we saw was, you know, devastation. It was, some places almost looked like Pompeii. You know, houses had not been fixed and torn down. And when I returned, I just felt like I wanted to do something to give back to the city, but I didn't know what. And I didn't know how to contribute. And so I just kind of put it out to the universe and asked, you know, what can I do? And that's when the outpouring of, you know, these melodies came. And they just kind of haven't stopped. They just kind of keep coming. And every day there's a new song, and I'm thinking I'm going to implode because I can't hold them all in my head.
Write them down, record the tunes.
Get them
anchored somewhere else besides your memories.
So right, you exactly.
Make room for the next one.
That's right.
You're a mother of three?
I am.
How does that work? I mean, in theory, there's the 40 Connelline, you know, myth where you can throw them in the back seat and
that's right.
Go anywhere with the kids and sing. But what's real life like for you, being a musician and a mom?
Challenging, to say the least. I just kind of, you know, in between snags, I'll say, just hold on a sec. Mama needs to go write something down. Or, you know, they have been my inspiration in ways, you know, in many ways. And I think everything that has happened in my life has brought me to this point, you know, and it is, you can hear it in my songs and my lyrics. And but it's really challenging, you know, to have the three kiddos, but I love them. Hey, kitties.
You didn't start being a musician suddenly in 2006. You must have had, I mean, if you grew up in New Orleans, you grew up in a musical culture. What's your musical background?
So when I was 10, my mom always sang in the church. Mm-hmm. And hi, Mama. And I was always surrounded by music, all different types of music. And like you said, growing up in New Orleans, there's such a variety. And at 10, this artist there wanted to record me, but contractually, he just wanted too much at the time, and my mom just wasn't really willing to sell me for the sake of the money, the music, and such. And then my confidence was shook. I just didn't sing very publicly. I just kind of kept it to myself, and that's why I feel like it's all coming out now, because it had time to just grow inside of me, and just finally, this was my time, I think.
Well, I think this is the time for a live song. Would you sing something for us, please?
Sure. And this song is called These Days Will Not Remain. The moment feels like forever. I'm just trying to hold it all together. And when I feel I'm losing ground, you turn it all around. You don't even make a sound, yet your love, it calms me down. Calms me down. And at night, the guilt, it grows, enveloping me head to toe. And I promise to find a way to make tomorrow a better day. And you don't even make a sound, yet your love, it calms me down. Calms me down. Cause I look at you and I watch you, why I see. And I think about who you are and who you'll be. And one day you won't be needing me. Cause these days will not remain.
about how much you do. It's been there, they just want you. A hand to hold for scary dreams. Time is flying by so fast it seems, and you don't even make a sound, yet your love, it calms me down, calms me down. Stay true to you in all you do. Don't lose your wonder, your roaring thunder, and keep with you sweet thoughts of me. I am your biggest fan, you see, and you don't even make a sound, yet your love, it calms me down, calms me down. Cause I look at you and I watch you while you sleep, and I think about who you are and who you'll be. Cause someday you won't be needing me. Cause these days will not remain. I know these days will not remain. I know these days will not remain.
Such a big voice from such a small woman. My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Jenny. Amazing, amazing song.
Thank you.
Who's that written for?
That was written for my babies. there was a story behind that. 3 weeks consecutively, one child after the other was sick. Mm-hmm. By the end of that time, I was a tired mama. And I was just hoping that everybody was just going to stay well. And that's why the first lyric says, the moment feels like forever. I'm just trying mm-hmm. to hold it all together. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like. And then as they slept after everybody was well, I thought, these days are not going to remain. They're not going to need me one day.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to be little and needing mama to wipe the snot. And
that's right. All the good stuff that comes with being a mama.
Cook the gumbo.
The gumbo, that's right.
You have a CD release concert coming up. Tomorrow night at Sam Bond's?
We do.
What time is that?
I play at 9:30. The show starts at 8:30 with Monica Metzler.
Ah, shared and, bill.
And then, yeah, then hopefully we'll start at 9:30.
This is your second album.
This is.
I don't know. I've not seen or heard the first one.
I know. I was kind of quiet about it, wasn't I? I didn't know much about... I'm not very good at being my own agent, you know. A lot of people have told me, I didn't even know you sang, Jenny. And it's not because I just don't walk around and say, hi, I'm Jenny, I'm a singer-songwriter, you know.
This is my guitar.
That's right. I was pretty shy with the first one.
Well, I think you're making a better splash and a better impact with this one. I read a nice piece in the Eugene Weekly and
been getting
a lot of airplay on Fresh Tracks, Michael Canning. Handed me this CD and said, you got to listen to this, man. This got some great stuff on it.
Yeah, that sounds just like him, too. And Liz Wise as well, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thank all of you.
Well, there are new songs coming out, I'm sure.
I'm going to try to start my third CD, though my husband keeps telling me I need to sell the second before I get to the third. But
well, it's a process. You have to keep writing and learning the songs and trying them out on people before you commit them to vinyl. Yeah. You can tell when I started doing radio. Well, we have time for one more song.
Okay.
Could you please?
Sure. This song is called In Her Own World.
She was different. She was just being herself. Why would anyone try to change her into someone else? She was beautiful, beautiful, and unlike any other little girl. She was beautiful, beautiful in her own world. It's really a matter of perception of who was in and who was out. She never tried to explain herself. She was not filled with shame or doubt. She was beautiful, beautiful, and unlike any other little girl. 'Cause she was beautiful, beautiful own world, and in her own world. La 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 la. Sing it with me if you know. La 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 la. In her own world, why don't they see all the colors you can be? Things they envy, things they try hardest not to be, because of society. She was beautiful, and unlike any other little girl. She was beautiful, and in her own world, and in her own world, and I knew she was different. I knew, and she was just, well, she was just being herself in her.
Beautiful in her own world and in any other. It's Jenny, our guest on the Saturday Cafe. She's sharing a bill tomorrow night with Monica Metzler at Sam Bond's Garage. Show starts at 8:30. It's a CD release party for her new CD, Fierce with Reality. Thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe, Jenny.
Thank you so much for having
me. Have a
me.
Wonderful show.
Thank you.